In the studio with us is Nick Ragasano. Nick, welcome to the KVGC studios.
Thank you and good morning. I'm Communications Director for Amador County Council 1849, Knights of Columbus. And because of your continued support of what we do, I would like to present this resolution of appreciation.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Amador County Council 1849, Knights of Columbus. Whereas KVGC is a community radio station for Amador County, and whereas Jim Giddy is the owner and operator of KVGC, and whereas Mr. Giddy, the radio station, and his staff work in support of Amador County's various community organizations, and whereas Mr. Giddy, along with his staff, have supported the monthly broadcasts of Prayers of the Rosary for the past 4 years, be it resolved that the Amador County Council 1849 Knights of Columbus finds KVGC, Jim Giddy, and his staff worthy of great praise. And be it further resolved that the council is very appreciative of the support each month. And be it finally resolved that the council recognizes Jim Giddy and the KVGC staff to be friends of the Knights of Columbus. Unanimously approved on Tuesday, the 10th of June, in the year of our Lord, 2025, during the council's regular business meeting.
Well, thank you, Nick. Thank you. Thank you to the Knights of Columbus, too. So, first off, let's explain to everybody what the Knights of Columbus is.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic fraternal organization with over millions of members around the world. Mm-hmm. And we support the church. We support the community. And here locally, we do support many of the organizations like the Amador Pregnancy Center, mm-hmm. the Food for the Poor, various ones, STARS. We have our dinners. We have several dinners a year in which all of that money, the support of our organization goes to those. We also provide scholarships to the local high schools.
You guys are the Tootsie Roll people, aren't you?
You got it.
Is there any Tootsie Rolls that come with this?
Oh, I know where some are. I can get them for you. Yes, usually in the fall, sometime in October, you'll see us in our, we have.
Your regalia?
Not regalia, it's just something that we throw over us. It says Knights of Columbus. At any rate, we have what's called a Tootsie Roll Drive, lovingly, because we buy Tootsie Rolls and they provide them for us with a special insignia on it. And the money that comes from that goes directly to the Ark, for a short amount that covers the costs of doing it, the insurance and such, and that's provided through, actually we send money to the state council or the state organization for this drive, and they send it back to us and we present it to the art. And over the past, I would say 10, 15 years that we've been doing this, can't remember how many years now, we've provided over $40,000.
Wow.
Over those years.
Well, hit us up next year when the Tootsie Rolls come around.
You know.
Seriously. So what Nick is talking about with the Prayers of the Rosary, we do this on the first Wednesday of every month. Usually it coincides with the school calendar year.
Yes.
We take a little break during the summer. And you meet on Tuesday nights to record it.
Exactly.
And it plays on,
As you remember, we tried doing it live Tuesday nights and making a connection from the church over to here. And sometimes that was a little wonky.
Yeah, so it was just better to do it that way. So do you meet every Tuesday night or just the first Tuesday of the month? Or what?
No, the council meets on the second Tuesday of every month.
Okay.
And we do the rosary recording on the first Tuesday. It's the Tuesday before the first Wednesday, so we've got to be careful of that.
Yeah, there we go. Look at the calendar and turn it up.
Exactly.
So, is anybody invited to come to the rosary?
Absolutely.
Do you do it in the room? Do you do it in the church? Where do you actually do it at?
We do it in the meeting room that's upstairs across from the office. Mm-hmm. It's the Maximilian Schell, St. Maximilian Schell room. And that's, we do that there, and it's a nice, comfortable location. We have tables, chairs, and such, and we can set up and make the recordings.
This is at St. Catherine Drexel.
Yeah, St. Catherine Drexel Church.
How many rooms are in the... There's a lot of rooms there.
Because
I've been upstairs in a few different rooms, too. But
There's quite a few rooms, and there's a lot of storage. There's the whole thing in the back that no one even sees. Yeah. The big area.
Yeah.
Not only below, downstairs, but upstairs. It's huge.
Well, if you recall, during COVID, we used to broadcast the mass from the back, in one of the service bay doors.
Yeah, the one of the service bay doors. Yes,
we open it up, and the altar right there,
and right there, and everybody would be parked in cars, listening to it on the radio.
Yeah. Gosh, that was, Nick's a longtime educator too. Think about that. I mean, I think about COVID. It was 5 years ago.
Yes.
And sometimes it seems like it was 20 years ago, and sometimes it seems like it was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yes.
It just... And
it's amazing.
I have a hard time remembering, did it happen before COVID or after COVID?
Well, to me, several things happened during that particular time. First of all, there was the negative of we all had to be separated. But in a way... It was a positive because it brought us together in a very special way throughout the community.
Mm-hmm.
We came together in very meaningful ways.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you... I think it brought families together, too.
Oh, yes.
More families together, Well, Nick, thank you very much for this. And again, we'll be back on the air August or September?
September.
September.
Okay. Yes.
And you can listen for that. And the Rosary, for those of you who are not Catholic or unfamiliar with it, it's a series of prayers, Our Father, Hail Mary, some other prayers.
And it's meditations on the life of Christ.
Yeah.
And there's various sets of mysteries we go through. And it follows the life of Christ from birth through the resurrection.
There are five?
Five
mysteries of the...
Five mysteries.
Yeah, of the Rosary. All right. Nick, thank you very much. And again, thank you very much for the Knights of Columbus. We're very honored.
You're welcome. And thank you for your service on this.